Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Ohio students are told not to sing the Lord's Prayer at graduation, but they do it anyway. And in Georgia, a student was told not to mention Jesus, but it ultimately resolved favorably. We're going to be talking about these issues on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. This first one is in East Liverpool, Ohio. For 70 years, the students at East Liverpool High School have sung the Lord's Prayer at graduation, but this year they were told they could not continue to do it, but the students did it anyway, and they sang the Lord's Prayer, all to the consternation of the organization, the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Matt, this is something that happens every year, and constantly we're involved with our Friend or Foe graduation prayer campaign.
Well, and we have to, unfortunately, because groups like the ACLU, like People for the American Way, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, these radical anti-Christian organizations spread disinformation, bully, and try to intimidate school districts. This has been a tradition for 70 years. Prayer at graduation, prayer at meetings, prayer in school has been a tradition since the inception of this nation, Matt. And this is something that's student-led, that the students do, and it is unconstitutional viewpoint discrimination to try to stop them from exercising their First Amendment rights to do just this. So this is the kind of pushback we have to have. The body of Christ has to come together, and when we get these unconstitutional edicts from on high, from people pushing down, trying to quash the religious free exercise, it's not civil disobedience to avail yourselves of the rights endowed by our First Amendment and by God himself. So they did the right thing here, and I encourage students across the country at graduation, if you're told you can't pray in school, pray anyway. Do it respectfully, be respectful, but we answer to God, not to the Freedom From Religion Foundation.
You know, guys, I love it. It's the kids that wanted to carry on this 70-year tradition of reciting the Lord's prayers, and the valedictorian got up there and led them, and then there was a standing ovation as a result. So what does that say?
Yeah, valedictorian Jonathan Montgomery, he's the number one student in the entire class, obviously a high academic achiever. He earned that spot because of his academics. He took the stage, and he was not about, nor were the other students about, to allow a 70-year tradition to be swept away
yeah.
by some demand letter from
right.
the Freedom From Religion Foundation. The school, unfortunately, caved to them, and they said, well, we're not going to have the song, we're not going to have the choir, a traditional song, we're not going to have the Lord's Prayer, so we're going to break from the 70-year tradition. Well, the school's students had other ideas. Jonathan got up, and he led the entire graduating class in reciting the Lord's Prayer, and there was a standing ovation for the graduation students that stood up for their tradition. And the vice president of the class, Cammy Post, she said that we're really big at traditions at this school, and I think it would have been nice to have the same as my brother had whenever he graduated, and they obviously did.
I was just going to say, I saw some reports where they interviewed Cammy. She actually said that before all of this occurred. So she kind of knew. She was playing her cards pretty close to her vest.
She knew what was
going to
happen.
She knew what was going to happen, and she played her cards close to her vest. So I just love the spirit of these kids to stand up against these anti-Christian bigots. And then clearly the crowd appreciated it as well with the raucous standing ovation. And every time these groups do this, Freedom From Religion Foundation, and every time people take a stand for their civil rights and fight back, they lose. They take a step forward with these bullying demand letters, and they get knocked back five steps every time people stand up for their rights.
Well,
I love it.
That's the same thing that happened with Megan Chapman in Kentucky, where the ACLU did the same thing. They filed suit in that case, and the school said, based on a court order, you can't have any prayer. And she got up and she gave her testimony in Jesus Christ. And the entire class, by the way, they got up and in unison recited the Lord's Prayer. They had standing ovations. So this hit national and then international news. She eventually came to Liberty University, then to Liberty University School of Law. Now she's a practicing attorney. This all started because the ACLU wanted to bully her, but she was not about to be bullied. We have another case that we just worked on, Holly,
right,
in Georgia, where we had a good resolution.
Yeah, this young lady goes to an online public high school in Georgia, and she's a valedictorian, and in her speech, she wanted to share her faith in Jesus, and the school was saying, no, we don't want to go there. The father came to us for advice, and the father shared that with the school officials, and then they allowed her to speak about Jesus and her faith in God in her speech.
Yeah, she attends the Georgia Cyber Academy, so she's been taking online courses. She's graduating number one in her class, and she was the valedictorian. And the graduation was an in-person graduation, so she wanted to talk about Jesus in her speech. They said no. The father contacted us. Richard Mass, one of our litigation counsel, worked with him. He went back to the school. The school ultimately considered what information we provided, and they changed their position. Then we gave the school an offer of representation that if they were challenged, we would represent them at no cost. So in this case, they did the right thing. And this young lady, the valedictorian, was able to share her faith in Jesus Christ, how that has impacted and changed her life with her fellow classmates.
And we're so grateful that we could be there to help advise him to make a difference and let this girl share her faith. You know, Liberty Council is there for her.
It's critical that Liberty Council is there, because here is just one, and I mean, this is just one instance we know about. How many times do people just acquiesce and capitulate and allow their civil rights to be trampled upon here, Matt? And if Liberty Council had not been there, then this, and let's be clear, this is unconstitutional, unlawful viewpoint discrimination. Now, this, it sounds like in this case, it was done out of ignorance and it was done out of disinformation. They've been buying the secularist propaganda, so they didn't maybe know any better. So Liberty Council was there to educate, inform, and they did the right thing. And kudos to them, because if Liberty Council had not been there, how many cases around the country just go quietly away like this, where students are not able to exercise their First Amendment rights?
Well, for more than a decade, we have almost a decade and a half, Liberty Council has been using this opportunity to educate. And we have the Friend or Foe graduation prayer campaign. We also have the Friend or Foe Christmas campaign, which is similar. And the Friend or Foe graduation campaign is designed to educate and, if necessary, to litigate in those cases, like in the case of Megan Chapman. We defended her in that litigation, to litigate to make sure that Christian viewpoints aren't censored. Because here you have a valedictorian or a class president or someone else who's elected by the class, and they get up there. They're not troublemakers. They don't want to have a fight on their hands. And yet now they're told by organizations or the school that you can say anything, but don't mention Jesus or God, but certainly not Jesus, that's off limits. Now, what kind of a message does that send our future young leaders in these schools? Not just those who are there to speak, but the other students who are there as well. In this case, the message was loud and clear to the students in Ohio. They actually took it on their own behalf, and they were not going to allow this opportunity to pass without saying the Lord's Prayer. And this young girl in Georgia and her father, the good thing is that her father is plugged in tune with Liberty Council, and he reached out, and it's a good resolution. So that sends a good message. The
Absolutely.
Last thing we want to do is to have our young leaders get the wrong message and take that into life afterward.
And we're so proud of them, you know, wanting to share their faith, wanting to stand up for Jesus in these opportunities that they have at graduation. So kudos to them.
You can go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. We have the Patriots Handbook series. One of them is on students' rights on public school campuses, but we also have it on Israel, Sharia law, and much, much more. You can order the handbook series at Liberty Council's website, lc.org. Remember to pray for Liberty Council and financially support Liberty Council. You can do that online, or you can go to the website, lc.org, and mail in your contributions. Also, if you have an estate or you want to have an estate plan, we have that available for you as well. Not only wills and trusts, but also other opportunities to be able to bless the ministry of Liberty Council while you're also blessed during your lifetime, rather than waiting for the time of your departure to be with the Lord. You can be blessed now and bless Liberty Council. For more information, go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org, and make sure that you make yourself available to the many resources online. You can also go to libertycouncil.com. Both of those websites, you can sign up for our various emails. We have the Liberty Council and the Liberty Council Action grassroots emails. We also have the Liberty Relief International, our international humanitarian relief organization to persecuted believers and Christians around the world. And we have Christians in Defense of Israel. That is all available at lc.org or libertycouncil.com.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Become an active partner with Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation.